George Washington was acclaimed as first in war, first in peace, and perhaps first in the heart of his dentist. President Washington went through 5 sets of dentures throughout his life. Historians at Mount Vernon, the president's estate, believe that many of the paintings and busts of George Washington are not quite accurate because teeth change the shape of the face. So in order to reconstruct what Washington looked like at several periods in his life, they hired University of Pittsburgh forensic anthropologist Jeffrey Schwartz to reconstruct George Washington's face. Dr. Schwartz joins us from Pittsburgh. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
That portrait of George Washington most people know on the single dollar bill.
Uh-huh.
How accurate is that portrait?
Well, that is a portrait done by Gilbert Stuart, who was came in as a portraitist later on in Washington's life. When you look at the dollar bill, which actually is the mirror image of the painting itself, it certainly looks like a person who doesn't have teeth, nor does this person have his dentures in to give him any structure to his lower jaw. It just looks like a gummy person.
Let's nail this immediately. Did George Washington wear wooden dentures?
No, as a matter of fact, nobody seemed to have worn wooden dentures in the 18th century. I've just finished doing some more research on this, and the misconception, I think, derives from the possibility that the ivory that was used as the substrate in which to pin so-called dental structures, whether they be real teeth or things that were modeled to look like teeth, the ivory itself would stain after tea and wine and whatever else, and it just looked, had the color of wood, but in fact it was ivory.
How do you go about recreating what George Washington looked like at various stages? I mean, how do you know what his denture work was like?
Well, actually, I've seen all the extant dentures, and since I know that Washington began to lose his teeth at the age of 22, when you lose teeth, you lose the bone in which the teeth are secured, and your whole lower face gets remodeled. And that's where the dentures come in, because my idea was to scan the dentures, put them digitally into the scanned life mask and bust of Washington to figure out what the size of his oral cavity was at that time, and then using other examples of jaws with teeth to reconstruct Washington's lower face as a younger individual.
The historians at Mount Vernon would be interested in altering our historic image of George Washington, at least slightly.
Well, I don't think that this is anybody's goal. I think the goal was actually to try to find out from the clues if there was a better representation of Washington.
Dr. Schwartz, thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Jeffrey Schwartz, a forensic anthropologist at the University of Pittsburgh.